Very beginning of our parsha, Parshas Truma, we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe Rabbeinu exactly how to build a Mishkan. Va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. So Shlomo HaMelech, when he was instructed to build the Beis HaMikdash, when he was given that great opportunity, so he finally finishes the whole big project and he comes to the dedication ceremony and he offers the following question. He says it's mentioned both in Sefer Melachim as well as in Sefer Divrei Hayamim. He says, Ha'amnam Yeshev Elokim es Ha'adam al Ha'aretz. Is it imaginable? Is it conceivable? Is it at all plausible that God can actually have a place here with man on this earth? Don't we know, Hinei HaShamayim U'Shmei HaShamayim Lo Yechal Kalucha? Don't we know that God cannot even be contained in the heavens? That God is so vast and His presence is so overwhelming. Av Ki Abayis Hazeh Asher Banisi. Do you really believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can really rest the Shekhinah in this little, very humble house that I've built? So it's a beautiful Beis HaMikdash, but it's not big enough to house HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the Melech Malchei Amlachim. So the Ramban writes in our Parsha as well, Lo Yachilu V'Yachziku Golda Roma Musecha. Shlomo HaMelech was asking, there is no way for a Beis HaMikdash, for an edifice like a Mishkan, to hold your grandeur and your majesty, ki ein lecha ketzev umida, says the Ramban, your presence is so immense, it is so limitless, it is so enormous, it's vast, it is impossible to ever confine HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina to a place that we build on the earth. So what's interesting is that the Medrash in our Parsha writes that Moshe Rabbeinu made the exact same comment. He had the same observation in our Parsha when HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs him to begin the building of the Mishkan. Listen to the Medrash. Rabbi Yehuda bar Simon b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Shlosha dvarim shama Moshe mipi agvura. There were three different instructions. Over all the years of Moshe Rabbeinu's communicating with God himself, there were three different instructions that he was given on three different occasions. Shenivhal v'nirta le'achorav. That made him so shocked, that made him so aghast and appalled at what he was being told, he didn't even know what to do with himself. So the other two are not relevant to our discussion, but the first one is in our Parsha. B'shasha Amar lo, when God instructed him, V'asu li migdash v'shachanti b'socham, Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe responds, Ribono shel Olam, Hinei HaShamayim u'Shmei HaShamayim lo yechal kulucha. We know that the world, the entire cosmos, is not even large enough, it's not even big enough to house your presence, to host the Shekhinah. And you're telling me, Va'ata Amarta Va'asu li migdash v'shachanti b'socham? Asked Moshe Rabbeinu, this doesn't make sense. It can't be. Why am I being involved in such a building that there's no way can actually house your presence? B'shasha Amarlo, I'm sorry, when Moshe Rabbeinu says that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to him and he says, no, Moshe. Lo kisha'ata sover, you have it all wrong. What is the mistake that you're making? He says, I want you to build a Mishkan like this, and you should have beams going this way, beams going the other way, and this is the exact way and the measurements of how it will be constructed. Va'ani, and I, God, yored umetzamtzem shchinasi beinechem lamata. I will limit, I will reduce, and in some way restrict my presence in order to make sure that it fits in to whatever it is that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, will create. Dechsiv, as it says, V'no'adati l'chasham, God promises Moshe Rabbeinu that if you build the edifice the way it's supposed to be built, I will in turn rest my Shekhinah, I will reside in that beautiful place in the Mishkan. Now, how is this to be understood? What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to limit his Shekhinah and put it into the Beis HaMikdash? So writes the Medrash in Yalkut Shemoni, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Mashal Amaha Dover Doma, how do we understand what Tzimtzum really means? This is the famous concept of Tzimtzum. So what exactly does it mean? He says it's a mashal that can be compared lema'ara psucha al svas hayam. Just imagine to yourself that there's a cave that is right next to the banks of the river. And there are waves that come all the time. The ocean always bangs up the wave, bangs up the water against this cave. And there's a big hole. There's a hole that's at the top of the open space. But usually the waves don't make it in there. One fine day there's a big turmoil at sea, and the waves are so out of control, and gosh, hayam v'nismala hama'ara, the entire wave gets drowned out with water. I'm sorry, the entire cave, the entire enclosure now gets drowned out with water. However, says the Medrash, hayam lo chasar. You look, although the cave looks like it's drowning, and there's no room for any more water to go, you look at the ocean and you see the ocean is still an ocean, and it looks like it hasn't lost anything. Says the Medrash, that's what Tzimtzum means. It means, Afal pisha kasev ukvod Hashem maleas hamishkan. Even though it says that God's presence was able to fill up the entirety of the Mishkan, the whole Beis Hamikdash, hel yonim v'achtachtonim lo chasur miziv kivodo. There was still a big ocean of Shekhinah out there. Don't worry. It's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was limited now that he had to fit himself into a Beis Hamikdash. The presence of the Shekhinah was vast. It was big enough that it was able to still be around the entire world, and he was able to stay the Yoshev Bashamayim. However, he filled up, he overwhelmed the presence of his Shekhinah in the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash, just as that wave is going to fill up the cave that is right next to the ocean. That is the way the Medrash explains what this concept of Tzimtzum actually means. And this was Moshe Rabbeinu's problem. How is it possible that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we say, Yoshev B'Seser Elyon, you're the one who inhabits the worlds that are out of our realm, that are out of our reach. And when we say in our davening on Rosh Hashanah, Elyon Ve'eno El Yireya, we assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somewhere up in heaven. Moshe Rabbeinu asks, how is it possible that you're actually going to make room for yourself to be here? And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to him, and he says, this is the idea of Tzimtzum. Now, to better understand what exactly Tzimtzum means, I am no philosopher at all, but the Bali Machshava speak at great length to try to understand what this concept means, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzem his presence, that he limits it in some way. So if you look in the Ramchal, he has a long discussion about it, and the Baal HaTanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, has a very important discussion about this as well. The Nefesh HaChaim, many other critical svarim in Jewish philosophy speak about what this concept of Tzimtzum actually means. But the Baal HaTanya makes sure to point out that we should not make a mistake when we hear this idea of Tzimtzum. And he says, Mikan yesh lahavin shigigas miktsas chachamim be'enehem. There were some very wise people who made a mistake when they heard about this idea of Tzimtzum. They made a mistake and they didn't fully understand what it really means. And Hashem yechaper ba'adam. He says God should forgive them because their mistake is really kfira. Their mistake means they don't have an understanding at all of what God is all about. Says the Baal HaTanya, they believe Shakadosh Baruch Hu silek atzmo umahuso chas v'shalom meha'olam hazeh. They think that Tzimtzum means that God restricted and limited himself from being involved in anything else in the world. And all there is in our world is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah can be found in the Beis HaMikdash, and he limited his presence to be only there, and therefore if you're somewhere else in the world, you have nothing to worry about, because God's not watching you anyway. Says the Baal HaTanya, that is an awful mistake, and that certainly is not what it means. Obviously what Tzimtzum means, he says, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah is still going to be resting in the Elyonim, that he's still going to be looking after the entire world. As we say, Hine Ein Hashem El Yireyav Lam Yachalim L'Chazdo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches everything that goes on in the world. And not only that, he says, we believe in Ashkacha Pratis, that God is the one who is in charge of everything that happens in the world. What does Tzimtzum actually mean? It means that there's a concentrated presence of Shekhinah in the Mishkan, but that does not at all take away from the Shekhinah that is obviously the presence that can be felt and observed anywhere in the world that we might go. And says the Baal HaTanya, let us not continue the discussion before making that absolutely clear, and do not make the mistake that some feel that the Shekhinah is only going to be residing in a Beis HaMikdash or in a Mishkan. Now, when we speak about the construction, the building of the Mishkan in our Parsha, there's an extremely beautiful comment of the Medrash in our Parsha that helps us understand why exactly the Mishkan had to be built in the first place. Now, this is my interpretation of the Medrash. I don't know that it's the right one, but I think it's at least a suggestion. I happened to notice this morning that the Shemi Shmuel says something a little bit similar to this. I don't know exactly if he means this, but just take it for what it is. The Medrash writes, and this is for sure true, the comment of the Medrash is the Medrash. The interpretation of the Medrash is up for debate. Says the Medrash as follows, Va'asu li Mikdash. We as the Jewish people are given this instruction in our Parsha to build a Mishkan. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, listen carefully, the Medrash says, God gives us three different ways to understand why it is that we build a Mishkan. Number one, Atem Tzoni, God says to us, you are my sheep, Va'ani haroeh, and I am the shepherd. Asu dir laroeh sheyavo v'yira eschem. The reason why I want you to make a hut, the reason why I want you to make a Mishkan, is in order that your shepherd can come and properly look after you. That is what the Medrash says. First reason why we need to have a Mishkan. The same way when you have a shepherd who looks after his sheep, you build some sort of little hut for him to sit in that he shouldn't get burnt from the sun. So too says the Medrash here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to build so to speak, a hut for him as he's being our roet. Number two, says the Medrash, Atem HaKerem, God says to us, you are the vineyard. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki Kerem Hashem Tzivokos Beis Yisrael. The Jewish community is considered in the eyes of God like a vineyard. And therefore, the Medrash says, V'ani HaShomer, I, God, am the one who's responsible to watch over the Kerem. I am the one responsible to make sure that nobody comes in and steals anything from the vineyard. And therefore, he says, as my job is, Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael, I'm the one who's supposed to look after you, and therefore, asusuka lishmar sheyishmar eschem, I want you to make me a little hut, just as if you would have a watchman who stands outside of a field, we would make a hut for him, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want a hut, so to speak, for myself, and I want you to build a mishkan on this earth. Example number two. Number three, says the Medrash, what does it mean, v'asu li migdash v'shachanti b'socham? Says the Medrash, it means, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Banai V'ani Avichem. You are my children, and I am your father. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. We walk around in our lives having this incredible distinction of being the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore God says, Ani Avichem, I am your father. Asu Bayis La'av, the respectful thing to do is to build a home in order that when your parents come to visit, they have a place to stay. And therefore, says the Medrash, that's what it means. Va'asuli migdash v'shachanti b'socham, because I am your father and you are my children, therefore you should build a mishkan that I will be comfortable staying in. So I saw this Medrash and I wondered, why does the Medrash give three seemingly similar interpretations to one pasuk? On the one hand, the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to build a mishkan in order we should be like a roeh to his tzon. Number two, the Medrash says, we should be building a mishkan in order to have a place for the shomer to look after his kerem. And number three, the Medrash says we should build a place where the father will have a place to meet up with his children, where he'll be comfortable visiting in their abode, in their home. So why does the Medrash have to say three seemingly equal interpretations to this one pasuk of Asuli Migdash Vishachanti Bisocham? Perhaps what it means, I don't know if it's true, but perhaps what it means is the following. A roetzon, what is the job of a shepherd? A shepherd means we are expected to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu where he is viewed in our eyes as the attentive shepherd. What is the job of the shepherd? A sheep does not know how to think on his own. A sheep does not know how to protect himself. A sheep does not know how to make decisions to take care of his own life. And he relies fully on the advice, on the instruction, and on the direction of the shepherd that is shepherding him. And therefore, we are supposed to have the same kind of perspective. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the tzon, and you are supposed to be completely dependent. You are supposed to be confident and faithful in my leadership, like the sheep have an absolute trust in their roeh. That is the first reason why we build a mishkan, to remind ourselves that the relationship between the Jewish people and the Ribono Shel Olam himself is one, like the relationship of a roeh to his tzon. Number two, says the Medrash, we consider this relationship to be like a shomer hakerem. A second aspect is that we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our shomer, as our great guardian, as the one who protects us and who always secures us and who looks after the Jewish people, like the Medrash says, Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. That is one of the tasks that God has, one of the jobs that he took upon himself, is to save this kerem, is to save the Jewish people that he refers to as his vineyard from those out there in the world who want to ravage and destroy the beautiful vineyard that he has created. And finally, says the Medrash, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately supposed to be, and perhaps most importantly, one where we have a picture and a vision and an image of God as being the loving and the dedicated, the devoted father that's always there for his children. Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to build him a place where he will always be able to feel as if he is linked up together with us, as if he's always welcome in our lives and in our homes. And there, says the Medrash, is the complete relationship that we have with God himself. It is number one, the roetzon. It is number two, the perspective of the shomer hakerem. And number three, it is that feeling of having the av, of having the father who always thinks about looking after his children and always wants to be present in all that happens in their lives. So this is what it means when we say, va'asu li migdash v'shachanti b'socham. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu has an issue. How do we understand how the Ribono Shel Olam is actually going to reside his Shechina here on our earth, in this world? And the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, you need not worry, because there's this idea of Tzimtzum, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to limit his presence and concentrate so much of it into the space that is the Makam HaMikdash. But don't ever forget, writes the Balatanya, that Tzimtzum does not mean that God ignores the rest of the world. Tzimtzum means he resides his Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash in a Mishkan, but obviously his presence is something that can be felt and experienced anywhere in the world as well, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a position where he is always looking after all that happens in the world, because we believe in this idea of the ultimate Hashgacha Pratis.